97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
So glad you joined us today. My guest is Mr. James Aspill, owner of Ducks, that's D-U-C-T-Z, of Orange and Chatham County. James, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Sharon.
Thank you, James. Let's jump right in. What is Ducks?
We're an HVAC, or heating and air conditioning company. We don't service heating and air conditioning systems. We just clean systems to help improve indoor air quality. We also clean dryer vents to help prevent dryer vent fires.
Got it. Why did you start this company, James?
Well, I worked for a corporation for 23 and a half years and got outsourced and downsized. So I was looking around to see something that I could do to fill out the rest of my working career, and I saw Ducks, and I was familiar with what they did, so I went with them.
Is this a franchise?
This is a franchise. It's based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and interesting group.
Interesting group. Interesting is a scary word. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. That means you like it or there's something scary?
I do like it. I did some research before going with this company, and there's several other companies out there like it, and I was really pleased with the support that they give and the training that they gave.
Beautiful. James, tell us, what do you do for your customers? You said you clean, but tell us specifically the importance of what you do.
Well, we improve the indoor air quality. We have some clients that have a dusty house, and they would like to reduce the amount of dust that's in their house. So as we're cleaning, we're also looking for leaks in the system to figure out where all that dust is coming from. Sometimes it's not proper filters. Sometimes it's leaks in the system, and we address all those issues.
If somebody wanted to contact you, what's your contact information, please, James?
They can get a hold of me through my phone, which is 919-942-4900. That's 919-942-4900. Or they can email me at james.asbill@ducks.com.
Perfect. Thank you, James. That's D-U-C-T-Z, right?
Correct.
Ducks. Who else do you have working for your company?
I have two employees. My senior tech has the same certifications that I do, and then his assistant.
Okay. Now, what is the lead time if someone says they need you? Do they contact you? Can you come out the next day, the next week? How do you schedule yourself?
It depends on what their needs are. If they have a dryer vent that needs to be cleaned, sometimes we can get that worked in within a week, maybe even the same day, depending on if we're doing a lot of dryer vents that day. If it's indoor air quality issues, we like to take a look at the system, and then I can give them an idea of the cost to do the cleaning, but sometimes we're a week and a half to 2 weeks booked out.
What is the danger of someone not contacting you if their clothes don't get dry and their dryer?
Well, they could have a dryer vent fire. Been to houses that had dryer vent fires, and it's not a pretty sight.
It's not a pretty sight. Tell us the science behind this. What causes the fire?
Well, there's been more fires with electric dryers than gas dryers.
Really?
Yes. The Firefighters Association has come up with those figures. And the heat that builds up on the dryer, it gets hotter and hotter and can't breathe by having a lint build up in the system. So it gets so hot that it ignites the lint that's left inside the dryer, and then it burns on down into the exhaust vent lines, and then eventually could catch the house on fire.
Now, is this a lint that could be in the screen that's supposed to clean every time, or is this further in through the pipes?
Further in through the pipes. The lint screen is only designed to catch 60% of the lint that your dryer or your clothes produce. So the other 40% gets distributed throughout past the vent lint screen to the outside vent, anywhere in between and there.
So that tells me, too, if a person doesn't clean the lint screen, there's even more chance of getting a problem, right?
Yes.
Because it's
yes.
not getting cleaned properly.
It doesn't get clean, and it can wind up having a fire in the dryer, which is where the problem exists. Some of the other issues that we've seen is fabric softeners that are built into the dryer sheets that people use.
Yeah.
Sometimes it builds up on the lint screen and doesn't allow air to go through. So we recommend that the lint screens be washed with a fine toothbrush to be sure that there's adequate flow in there. Of course, then with this buildup, it catches more lint, but it also causes problems in the dryer.
Why are electric dryers more prone to have the fires than gas houses?
It's just the way it's designed. I haven't delved into that since we don't do service on the dryer itself.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, that's good to know then. I have an electric dryer, James, just to know. Okay.
Majority of the people in the United States have electric dryers.
Electric dryers.
Yes.
Does that keep you busy? Do you find people call you because of they're having a problem or just call you automatically to make sure that they're safe?
Now, some call me. I hadn't had it cleaned in a year. I need to have it cleaned. Others call me. My clothes are not drying at a right time. It's taking much longer to dry, so I think I need to have my vent line cleaned. Others will call me because their dryer wasn't working. They called a technician for a piece of equipment. The technician came in and said, okay, your dryer's working fine. It's your vent line. So then I wound up getting a call.
Oh, okay. Got it. This is good information for folks to know. I'll confess I've never had mine cleaned. You said something when we were talking offline about the closer the dryer pipe is to the outside of the house, the safer. Would you explain
Yes.
that to us, please?
The dryer is pushing at a certain number of feet per minute, and the closer the run is, like if the dryer is on an outside wall, all you've got is maybe 2 feet of vent line, it can keep that 2 feet fairly clean. The only problem is the outside vent may get a buildup more of lint, so you eventually, every once in a while, would need to clean it off. But more than likely, you may not ever need to have your dryer vent line cleaned by my company or a company like us.
I see. Okay, that's a safety factor then. Tell us what certifications you had to have in order to do what you do, James.
Well, whenever I started this company, we went through 2 weeks of training, and then we had to sit for the National Air Duct Cleaners Association certification exam for the air system cleaning specialist. And there's also somewhat certifications through the National Air Duct Cleaner Association for dryer vent technicians. And so we've got both of those.
Both of those. You are the real deal here.
Real deal.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we have to recertify every year. So either resit for the exam or take continuing education credits.
Perfect. James, let's take a break. And when we get back, let's hear more about DUCTS, D-U-C-T-Z.
Okay.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Mr. James Aspill, owner of DUCTS, D-U-C-T-Z, of Orange and Chatham County. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. James Aspill, owner of DUCTS, D-U-C-T-Z, of Orange and Chatham County. James, you mentioned in our last segment about getting the vents clean. Dryer vents clean. How often is it suggested customers should have those dryer vents cleaned?
Firefighters Association recommends that dryer vents be cleaned once a year. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's all dependent on how much you use your dryer. And I've had a lady that I needed to clean every year. I've had other people that's every 3 years. So I always tell my clients that if it takes longer to dry clothes than normal or the sides of the dryer are too hot to touch, that's the time to give me a call.
All right. Now, James, as technology improves, dryers, of course, have been improved. Do you find that the newer dryers don't have the problem as much as, say, the dated dryers from 5, 10, 15 years ago, if they're still around?
The newer dryers sense the back pressure so that it lets you know that you need to have your vents cleaned. Some of them are good, and some of them are not quite so good on letting you know that your vent needs to be cleaned.
That is so cool. The dryer lets you know when the vent needs to be cleaned.
Yes.
How long has that been in existence?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
4 or 5 years.
Years?
At least. Yeah.
I think I need to get a new dryer. Mine doesn't talk to me like that. Well, James, we also discussed the saying, you get what you pay for. Tell us what that means in terms of the world of people who do what you do.
Well, for HVAC ductwork cleaning, there are some companies out there, what we call blow and go, that for a typical house, so let's say 2,400 square feet, they may only be there 2 hours. And a 2,400 square feet should take at least 6 hours, if not longer, to do. As for a dryer vent, we had a case where somebody was using a leaf blower and remove the dryer, stick the leaf blower in the vent, and run it for 5 minutes and say it was done.
James.
And so the owner of the house asked me to come take a look, see if they did a good job, and I got 3 bags of lint out of the line that they never got out.
Oh, Jane, now that purely sounds unethical. Is there some kind of penalty people pay for, I don't know, lying about their service?
No, they just said, well, we clean a dryer vent. They didn't say how good a job they do.
Oh, that's the key right there.
One of the things that we do with dryer vents is we measure the airflow before we do the cleaning. And then we measure the airflow after we do the cleaning to ensure that it is at a minimum of a certain feet per minute. Newer dryers are pushing out like 2,100 feet per minute. Older dryers are pushing out 15 to 1,800 feet per minute. And so we look to see that we're having adequate flow on the outside compared to what the dryer is supposed to be doing. I did one last week that the dryer was pushed back against the wall all the way, and it was crimping the vent transition line between the dryer and the port and the floor. And so they weren't getting adequate airflow. Once we cleaned the line, we still didn't get adequate airflow. We pulled the dryer back from the wall a little bit. All of a sudden, adequate airflow.
Oh, my goodness. How long did that take?
We were there 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we had cleaned the dryer vent back in early spring, and he was just having problems with it taking longer to dry clothes. And that was primarily the reason was that it was pushed too far back.
Now, we've been talking about dryer vents. Tell us what else you do in your business, Ducks?
We clean heating and air conditioning systems,
right,
both residential and commercial, to improve indoor air quality.
And I understand that sometimes you find some very unusual things in some houses. Would you share with the audience some of those bizarre items you might find?
I've gotten whole bricks out of ductwork.
Whole bricks, yes.
Toys, dollar bills, silver dollars, live animals, dead animals.
I can understand animals, but a dollar bill, coins, how do they get into the ductwork?
People drop them down on the floor, and it happens to fall in through the vent, and they look and they can't find it, and so they don't have any idea where it went.
It went down the duct.
A gremlin took it, yeah.
Gone forever. Oh, my Lord. Because you've had, I remember over the years we've been talking, you've had some Lulus that you found in some of these vents.
I've found in new houses, we have removed fast food bags, drink cans, and cups. And sweepings from the floor and quarter round moldings, that type of stuff.
Oh, my. Do you do mold extraction at any
point? We are certified for mold remediation within the ductwork system.
Within the ductwork system.
Yes.
I got it. How long should someone call you if they need to get their ducts clean out? How much was the lead time for that? Is it the same as for the dryers?
Sometimes we're a week and a half to 2 weeks booked out.
All right. James, please give us your contact information, sir.
It's 919-942-4900. That's 919-942-4900. Or you can email me at james.asbill@ducks.com.
Thank you. How big is your staff, James?
I have 2 employees working for me. My senior tech, he has the same certifications as I do, so he's my eyes looking at houses and commercial jobs.
Mm-hmm.
He and I both will go look at a commercial job, and sometimes I'll go look at a house while they're working on another house so I can get an idea of being able to price the job.
Got it. Well, since this is today's business, why don't you share with us what struggles or challenges you've had in keeping your business successful?
Basically getting the word out, competition with the blow and goes, and some people are just not aware of duck cleaning. It's getting to be more out there of people knowing about it, but a lot of people do not, and they struggle with indoor air quality and allergies and that type of stuff, and we're here to help resolve some of those issues.
What's the first clue people get? You mentioned air quality, but if someone doesn't know what you mean by air quality, what do you tell them to look for to know it's time to perhaps get their ducts cleaned?
Well, if their house is dusty all the time, they dust and then the next day it's just as much as was on there to start with. We can help address that. Looking to find out why they're having so much dust in the house. It may be leaks in the system. It may be bad filters.
Bad filters.
Yes.
And filters should be changed how often?
Every 3 months, but it's dependent. If it's a whole house filter, those are usually designed to be changed once a year, but they're like 4 or 5 inches thick. And these real cheap filters that a lot of people use, if you can hold a filter up and see somebody on the other side of it, it's not going to catch a whole lot of fine particulate.
Got it. James, let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear more about ducts, D-U-C-T-Z. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Mr. James Aspill, owner of Ducts, D-U-C-T-Z of Orange and Chatham County. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. James Aspill, owner of Ducts, that's D-U-C-T-Z, of Orange and Chatham County. James, you have so much on your plate. How do you stay current with this industry, with all the do's and don'ts and what's new and exciting?
Well, we are required to do continuing education credits every year. And so I sit in classes or do attend webinars, and I do a lot of reading to keep up with what's going on in the business.
Mm-hmm. And mentors, who keeps you business-like, so that you know you're always on the right track with your business?
Well, our franchisor, they provide us a lot of information, and anytime any of the franchisees find something that's out of the norm, they pass that word on to where it winds up getting to all the franchisees. And that way we're able to keep up with incidences that have happened and how they were able to resolve those.
Okay. Now, you mentioned it is a franchise, but and you mentioned that you're Orange and Chatham County. What's your total coverage for your business?
I cover Durham County, Orange County, Chatham County, Alamance County, but I can go as far west as Thomasville, depending on the size of job, but basically anywhere in the state.
Anywhere in the state of North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. And you're bonded, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Even if you're out of state, you ever go out of state?
Yes, I've been to Florida. I've been to Virginia. So, yep.
How do you charge?
There's a lot of variables in the way heat and air conditioning systems are designed. So we have to take a look at the system to be able to work up a more valid price. But I can give a ballpark figure, but usually the customer starts thinking, oh, it's always the top end. Well, no, it's not always the top end.
Good to know.
And that's why we like to go take a look at the system, and we have found systems that really don't need to be clean. They just heard about it, and I'll tell them they don't need to be clean. So, yeah, I turn away jobs.
I'm hearing integrity. Good for you, because I think there's some people in the business who would go with a high price even if they didn't even need to be cleaned at all. Thank you. And for those of you who may have just tuned in, James does dryer vent cleaning and duct cleaning, right?
Yes.
And not repair, but cleaning.
Right.
Got it. Thank you. James, give us your contact information one more time, please.
919-942-4900. That's 919-942-4900. Or james.asbill@ducts.com.
And ducts is spelled D-U-T.
C.
Sorry, D-U-C. T-Z. Got it. Ducts. It sounds like D-U-C-K-S, friends, and it's not. It's D-U-C-T-Z. Got it. Thank you. James, the time we have left, why don't you tell us what you love about your job?
Well, I love talking with people, and I love helping people to help improve their living conditions by indoor air quality or being sure that they are safe and they're not going to have a dryer vent fire. Yeah. So that's what I enjoy doing.
Have you ever been to a house that's had a fire?
Yes, I've been to a couple of houses that's had a fire.
Oh, my goodness. Like the insurance they must have to pay just to get that cleaned up.
Yeah, well, amazing. There was one house that they had to gut the entire inside of the house because of smoke and water damage.
And that's the importance of what you offer, so yep, they don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
James, thank you so much for coming to talk to me today. I hope our audience learned a lot about ducts, D-U-C-T-Z. Thank you so much. Thank you, James. You've been listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest has been James Aspill, owner of Ducts of Orange and Chatham County. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.